Such a pleasure to talk to you, Coach.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
A little deja vu for you. Wasn't this the bowl game that you started your career at the University of Utah with?
It was back in 2005. It was called the Emerald Bowl back then. And yes, exactly. And we had Georgia Tech as our opponent, and that was the game that Eric Weddle covered Calvin Johnson, a terrific receiver that ended up having a great NFL career. Man-to-man the entire game, and I think he gave up two or three catches for about 25 yards. So it was a good day for Eric, and kind of launched him into the national spotlight.
Yeah, Weddle's a pretty good player, you must say. So how are the Utes preparing? How are you guys preparing for Indiana?
Well, first of all, we had some downtime, you know, right after the regular season. The bowl game isn't until the 28th, and so we didn't want to wear our guys out, and so we gave them some time off. Finals this week, so we were on the field limited action this week, but finals wrap up today, and so starting this afternoon and going forward, it'll be heavy-duty preparation.
Talk a little bit about your seniors, Coach.
Yeah, well, it was a great class. We're going to miss them. Fortunately, we get the chance to play with those guys one more time and hopefully send them out on a positive note, but this senior class has done so much for our program. They came in and it was pretty lean times when they came in. I think we were 5-8, or 5-7, something like that. But anyways, they weathered the storm, and they've been really the catalyst for our success the last 3 years. We've been able to win a bunch of games the last 3 years with these guys, and these guys have won a lot of accolades. Isaac Asiata being named the Morris Trophy Award winner just the other day was outstanding, and we've had a lot of guys make several All-American lists, Hunter Dimmick, another guy. And so it's a class that we'll definitely miss, but that's the nature of college football. You know, the seniors graduate, and your new guys come in, and everything just continues to cycle through.
Speaking with a Utah head coach, Kyle Whittingham, Coach, you're 9-1 in bowl games. I know you're not one to brag, so we'll brag for you. That happens to be the best record in the NCAA. What is it about the postseason that you just excel at?
Well, it's just our guys, their attitude, their mindset, and the way they prepare, and that really is the short version. And there's nothing magical that we do in our preparation. There's no secret formula as far as how often we practice or any of that. It's just the mindset that our players have and the way they put in the work at practice. And they really approach this game just like we do a regular season game. I mean, you have a reward for a good season is why you get a bowl opportunity, but it's also a chance to win another ball game. And our players really, really understand that concept and really get after it.
Coach Kalani Sitake started, I think, the same year you did. He start the same year you did at the University of Utah.
Well, as the head coach, yes, I was there. 11 years prior to that.
Right.
But my first year as the head coach, he was one of my first hires, one of my very first hires, and spent, 8 or 9 years with us.
Would you comment, please, Coach, on how you think he's doing his first year at BYU?
Well, I think he's doing great. I think he's doing a great job, and he's a smart guy. He's organized and is able to really develop a great rapport with his players.
So you've won 9 bowl games. Do you have a favorite? Can I throw in Alabama maybe? Maybe Nick Saban in the Sugar Bowl? Or
yeah, I think that'd be at the top of the list. That was quite an experience. And Sugar Bowl, boy, you talk about a great experience for your players and coaches. They know how to do it there in New Orleans, and we had an awesome time. And of course, culminating with the win over Alabama in the game itself.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Coach, and we have a lot of Utah fans here at KSL, despite what many people think, and I just want to say go Utes team.
Yeah,
thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, guys. Really appreciate you having me on, and take care.